Yes, man law. This is important stuff for all you dudes out there. There's no reason for a man to ever watch ice skating. Skates are for hockey. Man law.
I agree. I got roped into that last weekend. It was ugly outside on a Sunday afternoon, and you're channel surfing, and all of a sudden it was like, hey, let's watch that for a minute. Okay. All right. Well, I got something to do.
It's a great outfit she's wearing. Right. Aside from that, there's not a lot of.
It's athletic. We'll give it that.
Sure.
Way. Yeah.
Sure. So, I guess South Carolina has quite a complex scene on the barbecue sauce side. I mean, the more you delve into it, the more you'll find there's actually some guys down there really getting into brisket too, which that never used to happen. The Carolinas were nothing but pork and chicken.
Right.
Real big on the chicken.
Well, they raise a lot of it down there.
Yeah.
And that's part of the country. Especially. They don't raise cows down there. They raise we did just talk with Brian O'Neill, and he said he had some cows on his farm, but he wasn't talking about cooking them. I think he was using them to chow up spent grain.
I think the tradition is hog.
You know, their sauces seem to be thinner. It's not – when we think in the north of sauce, it's a thick, gooey sometimes, where theirs down there is almost like
unless you're in the mustard sauce.
Right.
Then it's a little thicker.
Right.
And, you know, starting in like the 1730s and continuing to the 50s, British colony in South Carolina – encouraged, recruited, and even paid the ocean passage for thousands of German families to come and take residence up there in South Carolina. They were importing Germans. You know why? They were hardworking, sturdy, and resourceful people who were given to an intensive family farm-type agriculture. So the plantation life fit those Germans, hard workers, right? And those families were given grants on the Santee, the Congaree, the Broad, and the Saluda Rivers. And that's why there are those German enclaves there. And Germans love mustard.
Sure.
So when the locals got into the barbecue, and there's, you know, a lot of people in South Carolina consider it to be the home of the birthplace of barbecue. There's a million stories. But the one that I tend to be able to buy into is the settlers learned from the Native Americans that were roasting meat on a spit or on a, they wouldn't even put it on a spit. They would do it in several different ways. They would stake it out next to their fire or whatever, but they were using hardwood coals to roast their meat. And the settlers got into doing that.
As a preservative, predominantly. Yeah. I mean, they'd eat it that day, but what it did is it made the meat last for a week or two.
Yep.
If it was cooked, but as you can imagine, it was probably pretty dried out. So as you know, progress happened, they've developed new techniques and new equipment as we all have.
Germans.
Right. Yeah, right. Germans do engineer stuff pretty well. If you're in tune with the auto
industry. So South Carolina's got a lot of great cities. There's a lot of wonderful places. If you're heading down south for Easter break, by golly, if you're going to Hilton Head in particular, you're going to be in heaven because it's great golfing, wonderful place to stay. If you're heading on down to Georgia or Florida or Alabama, there's just lots of great barbecue on your way down there. And we just urge you to make that stop on the road and take a bake, okay?
All right, well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for sharing a part of your weekend with us, and we'll be talking with you next week. Well, here we go now, one more time. I try to climb your steps, I try to chase you down, I try.